Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Oh, it's a Friday. Oh, it is a very good Friday. A football Friday here on the Sports Grid Network. We have a two-hour block right now on Moneyline. Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh. I don't know if it's enough. I jokingly say that in the morning. Like, 2 hours, Kevin, is not enough. I don't know if it is enough because there are some specials out here, which I spent cut into my nap time just
really?
Because of how excited I was and already bet seven weekly specials.
Whoa!
Yes. Yeah, I'm already in on seven. And these are the weekly. These aren't even like the red zone specials for the games. These are weekly specials just out there to peruse through. And I found seven, Kevin, including one that's 250-1.
My, wow. I mean, that is.
Yeah.
That is a monstrous number that you're talking about there. I want to try and find it myself now, see what in the world.
Well, I think there's only one at 250-1, so you could probably get up to it. But it is, they're long shots. But when you think about it, it feels like it's right, though.
Yeah,
like, usually it's like, hey, 250-1, that would be Lamar Jackson to run for five touchdowns and Tom Brady run for five touchdowns. Like, now, come on now. You know what I mean? But this one I read through, I said, now, hold on. And there's a reason why, Kevin. I usually put in there, you know, the spread it around the board, $50 a piece. They're like, hey, bro, $10 max here on this one. Because they know it's legit. Because they know it's legit. Yes, yes.
Really?
I've never been throttled down, and I was on a couple because I have a 250-1, 55-1, and a 39-1. But they said on the higher end ones, no.
It is interesting that they would cap you at 10-1 because it's such a big. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's actually a really smart move.
Yes.
Because we're obviously going to tell you guys, don't worry. We promise the whole show won't be this vague, but we're having some fun here. While I like it, okay, and I actually weirdly think it could win, I was probably going to pass on it, right? Just say, hey, listen, if it works out for you, DRS, like, fantastic.
Yes.
But now that the cap is $10.
Yes, correct. You don't feel as bad.
I just got to put the $10 on it, right? Like, how do you not?
Yep.
Kind of situation. Oh, interesting.
$10 to win 200, basically $2,500 on a $10 wager. And again, it's not one of those where it's three wide receivers have to go over 200 yards apiece on Sunday. Like, stop it. Like, maybe one might be lucky to do that, let alone three. There's a legitimate chance. Now, there are some games that we joked about and laughed about, like, oh, man, I don't know where the points are actually coming from. But we'll hit all of those. I went over also in the FanDuel Sportsbook. We don't have any odds boost up yet for the weekend, which is fine. But also, we don't have the red zone specials, which, if anybody doesn't know, they're a lot of fun. You know, certain props and parlays for each one of these games. But it looks like most of them have any touchdown score up as well as some other prop bets, you know, passing yards, receiving yards. So we'll have some fun with that today. But Friday shows fly. You don't have to put in very much work. And I just said, you know what, 30 minutes before the show, I got to get through some of these because they look so good, K-Dub.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting for me. I'm excited to get involved with some of these here. Then as well, I'm going to, you know, be looking throughout the show, throughout the breaks, try and identify some options myself here. I'll tell you this, too, just because you'll get a real kick out of this on a separate note quickly. But they got a little clip of us out there talking Cowboys Bengals.
Okay.
And if you play it without the sound on, it does the closed captioning.
Yeah.
And it says, and it's clearly me talking, and it spells it B-A-N-G.
Oh, they got you. That's the guy. Like, hey, look, they're good. They're not even auto-corrected. Like, yeah, we'll roll with it. We'll roll with it.
Oh, man.
Oh, my
goodness. That's some move from the auto.
Don't let Gabe see that.
Wow. Oh, my goodness, man. All right. Anyway, I just thought you would appreciate that.
No, that is good because it's funny because every once in a while, for some reason, like on my YouTube, I'll log in or log out, and it automatically puts the closed captioning up there. But that's kind of funny because if if you just roll the, you know, the scroll over it, it starts to read back there. You get a quick glimpse out of the side of your eye. Yeah, I don't understand that here. But it is Friday, a football Friday. 844-843-6879 if you want to get involved. If you got hot wagers this weekend, if you love that college football Saturday, which we're going to talk about, Sunday's in the mix here. I love it because also, keep in mind, early in the season, I think there's some chances that you can hit big because we, you know, pricing might be a little bit off or a game that you figure you have locked in on. And also, everybody plays in the NFL in the early weeks. We're not like, oh, look, six teams are out of it, so maybe a little bit shorter slate. There is a full slate Sunday and also that doubleheader Monday. And I'm excited to go over these games again with that little broad brush, what we like, what we don't like, pick out some prop bets. And also, it's just fun to go over the weekly specials because I do need some help on this. The market that looks like I haven't dipped into just yet, but I've written it down. Like, if you click weekly specials, Kevin, on FanDuel, record a full sack on the weekend. Throw four touchdown passes, three touchdown passes, two touchdown passes, most rushing yards. Like, let's go over all this stuff today and just say, you know what? Make some sense, jot it down, and you don't have to fire away with us live on the air, but maybe file it away for, like, Sunday. Like, you know what? I'm going to look at that a little bit later when I get home from work today.
Yeah, I think most rushing, passing, and receiving all should be fun. And I'll say this for people that are parlay bettors with the prop market. This now to throw two touchdown passes market specifically, I know will have people's attention. This is legitimately the first time you will ever be able to parlay over 1.5 touchdown passes for quarterbacks. Yeah. So if you love, you know, Stafford and Russ, you're going to be able to do that at a decent payout. It's a really interesting situation.
California love. It's all love today on Moneyline. We got the next 2 hours. We are locked and loaded, ready to get after it. It's a football Friday here on the network, 844-843-6879. If you want to get involved, it's Donnie and Kevin. Let's go!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back at it here on Moneyline. First hour ready to go. 844-843-6879. It's Donnie and Kevin. Moneyline. That's the goal. Win some money this weekend. I know the caller's going to be fired up, so let's get right to the lines here. Moose is calling in here on a football Friday, getting ready to get after it. Big weekend ahead. Moose, welcome in the Moneyline on a Friday. What's good, my guy?
I tell you what a great intro.
It's great.
Jefferson Airplane and Grace Slick. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. Hey, I just wanna thank you guys for getting me in trouble with Mrs. Moose.
It's
the only way I like it. Go ahead, explain it. Explain yourself.
Yeah, yeah, because everything shuts down around the Moose household Monday through Friday in between the hours of 1 to 3. So the Moose chores don't get done until Scotty's show comes on. So this is what I don't understand, okay? Why do you add fuel to the fire? And what I'm saying about that is that the New York Jets coach and some of the secondary are starting to talk smack about Hunt. So what do you think that's going to do? So, and that leads me into a prop bet, combined yards between Hunt and Chubb. And Flacco, he's definitely a pocket passer. Garrett and Clowney are going to shut down the outside ends. And I'm saying that they're going to have 4 sacks and 1 pick, just like last week. I hit that one, too.
So after it, that defense.
But I'd like to see what the combined yards, maybe with a prop combined between Chubb and Hunt are. Because last week they went for 241, and I believe 241.5 yards.
Yeah, they were good both of them.
And it's going to be interesting. And, man, the weather is great back here. And I'll just end it on a food note. It is Oktoberfest, even though September, the proper German Oktoberfest is celebrated in September. And Cincinnati's a German town, and the food and the beer and the weather, it's fall. Pumpkins are out on the porches.
It's great.
Beer and brats are out there. Oh, yes. You guys have a great weekend. And let me hear about those combined props. So as always, you guys are great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking my call.
We appreciate it. We appreciate you, man.
There we go. Moose checking in for a big time weekend. He's right about one thing, K-Dub. Now, you know me. I wake up early. Sun's not up. Over the summer, you take the dog out in the morning. You know, you're in a pair of like flip flops. You got shorts. You got a T-shirt on. Go, man, it's muggy out here.
Yeah.
Woke up this morning like, whoa. Do I have to get like a ski cap on and a hoodie to go out just to walk the dog around before the sun came up? I love this time of year just for that stuff.
I hear you. The weather according. Now, I just had a quick thought, though, because I experienced something. It was this week. I don't know if it could have been. I think it was Monday, but I don't remember.
Okay.
You know me. I usually will grab the naps after radio, right?
Yeah.
At some point like that. So I had alarms set for, I'm pretty sure it was Monday, right? So I got to be up for Monday Night Football, right? So let's just say alarms were 7:30, 7:45, right?
Yeah.
Don't worry,
yep.
Football. I'm not sleeping like 3 to set. You get the point. Anyway. So I wake up before the alarm and the phone reads 7:15.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little dark out. Next thing I know, I'm convinced I'm 15 minutes late for the early
time. Yes, I love that.
I am running. I leave my clothes out the night before now. It helps me like just move at a quicker pace in the morning. So I run outside the living room, and I didn't see the clothes. And I am just in complete disarray. And eventually I kind of just like caught my breath and realized it was 7:15 at night. But you wake up at such wild hours. Is that more or less likely to happen to you?
It probably is more or less, because I'm also one of those guys, like, I set my alarm every day, but that alarm never goes off. Like, I'm up 1 minute, 2 minutes before, you know, roll over at 4 a.m., all right, I got a half hour to go, roll over again at 4:25. That thing has, it's maybe once a month my alarm actually goes off where I wake up, like, okay, it's time to get up.
Yeah, I don't know, it does not happen to me, like, a ton of times in my life, but, man, it is. Because, I mean, you obviously, if I was up at 7:15, I got to get dressed. I got to drive there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would have been lucky if I was there for the start of hour two at that rate. You know what I mean?
I mean, there would be a guy be having a cup of coffee over there, just waiting for you to walk through that door and say, you know,
or
after the show, why don't you come on in and talk to me here?
Record viewership, maybe. We got to consider that.
Exactly. Like, you know what? I mean, there's a cost-cutting move here, which means this is a one-man show. There's a one-man show right after us. Maybe this one could be a one-man show, you know? Maybe a theme across the – like, there's no more two- and three-man teams across the entire, you know, channel here at that point.
Solo stars. It's where the money is in wrestling. Be a singles wrestler, not a tag.
How can you do that, though? Let's just say the first show of the day, 7 a.m., right? Get in there. You're the only one. Like, but I'm not talking about it's usually a two- or three-man show and you're the only one. Like, okay, good, you're here. Get out there and, kick it for 2 hours. Like, we could do that. It's no problem. But the one where it'd be like, hey, you know what? I'm a little under the weather today, or I'm going to call out at 6 a.m. for a 7. Like, nobody's on. You just ring up some people and be like, hey, get in here and or just remote in live? My goodness.
Yeah,
it's too much risk.
You gotta,
like, BSS. Like, well, now, if BSS gets a little sick in the morning and calls out, I got a feeling there's an extended version of the early line. Hey, let me tell you something out there on the networks, too. And BSS wouldn't like this. Oh. What would happen? Like, it's a different mindset on different shows, right, as you move forward. But, like, if we had the early line, like, hey, you know what? Last minute, you guys got to take over TMA. Now that would be that. Now that would change it up there. It would be not what you would be expecting, probably.
Yeah, they'd be like, "Hey, listen, here's the show that we have planned out." Be like, "Yeah, you punt that right now." It would be Moneyline. I think we would do Moneyline.
But it would be like, you know what? These two can't be on the show. Like, Ben would probably show up, you know, 15 minutes after the show saying, I told you I couldn't get out of bed, but I made it here. This is not going to happen on my time.
People be the first time some people maybe see us. Yeah. Like, hold on a minute. Who are these two jokers? You know
exactly.
What I mean?
That stinger drops down. Like, oh, what was that? Like, what are we supposed to do right now with
I'll
that
tell
stinger?
You what, though,
you know what I mean?
They do have
fantastic.
For the early after. So we would hit that.
They
we
do?
Would call it. Yeah.
What is this? Why haven't I ever seen this stinger?
Yeah.
When was this?
The early it's a good point. Yeah, it's interesting.
Uh-huh.
But I used to, because I always would bring it up, and they feel like when I'm in the building, it's the early after. I hadn't considered that they don't see it that way when you're there. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that here, because usually there's a text that comes through at about late Sunday night, but they know I'm always reliable, so sometimes that text doesn't even come at all expecting me to be there. Hey, by the way, here's your login. Login for what? Oh, Miss Mom. Yeah, what do you mean? I got some work in the grapevine that maybe I'm a persona non grata now. You just take advantage of me? All right.
Hey, listen, you got to get the people as well an update, by the way, on yesterday. The end of the show was an absolute madhouse. I mean, I showed that clip to multiple people under the guidelines that you're okay, which is what I'm working off of. I mean, some of people's favorite stuff they've ever heard from the show.
I didn't go back because I tried to go back because I know it's podcasted, but it wasn't up. So I sent it to JP.
Send it to you.
Yeah. Hey, JP, get it back. Yeah, on it. What are you, 24 hours away on that thing, JP? Where are you? Like, Christian's behind the wheels of steel, though. JP just literally took off until Monday. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about just, I got something better to do, man. This guy, I'm off. He hits you with that Monday. He's like, I was done with work, though. When did you?
Exactly.
You would have to respect it, wouldn't you?
I would respect that there. But I would have loved like a tweet. Hey, let me get that. I'll get that next week. I'm like this guy, but he just hit me like with an on it. So I told my wife, like, I actually got stung by a bee, like live on the air. It's like, what was going on? I said, I'm gonna play it for you here. Let me just text JP. He's on it. All right, and, he ain't hearing that thing. He'll be out the window by the end of it. But yes, I did get stung in the last segment of the show. Don't know how any idea a bee got in my office or on my mouse enough to sting me. And it stung me like in the bone part of my finger. Come on now, bee. I mean, leave me alone with that stuff. But that's the way it goes. You got to fight through it. Some would call out, not DRS. We're ready for it. It's Money Line. We're going to hit the NFL hard next. Make sure you come on back with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ah, yes. You can never get too much of the Money Line here on a Friday, a Football Friday, Sports Grid Network, Sirius, XM Channel 159, Donnie Wrightside, Kevin Walsh in the afternoon. Phone lines are ablaze at 844-843-6879. The X-Man is calling in, and I believe, as I was saying yesterday, K-Dub, shout out to Virginia Beach. A B said, yes, shout out this, DRS, and I did shout it out. What's up, X-Man?
Stung.
Hey, what's going on? I'm in Richmond today. Richmond, Virginia. Ooh, shout out to Richmond.
Spiders.
Cap City. Shout out to the Richmond Flying Squirrels, minor league baseball.
Whoa! All right. I like that.
That's a great name.
All right.
I got it.
Wait,
nice.
X-Men, I know you got plays to give us. I got a quick question, though, okay? I'm sorry. But were you still on the line when Donnie got stung by the bee yesterday during your segment or
yeah.
no? What'd you think of that?
That's the one. The chances of that. You got a better chance of hitting my parlay today.
I mean, that's amazing.
All right, go for it, X-Man. My man.
We got a nice four leg. I'm coming back with another 19-1. We got Baltimore Orioles.
No games.
Money line. Chicago White Sox. Money line. Los Angeles Angels. Money line. And the Louisville Cardinals. Money line.
Little college home.
Orioles, White Sox, Louisville, and the Angels.
I got it.
19-1.
19-1 coming right back again. The best part about that yesterday, K-Dub, was when I get hit by the bee. You weren't sure if I was actually questioning the parlay at that point.
Well, because you screamed. We're going to play it, I think, for people.
Yeah.
Maybe you weren't with us at... But I believe the thing you said is, oh, yeah, that feels good, or something.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know, what is he referring to? It didn't make any sense. There was no
context. The parlay was hot.
There's a very soft, what? from me, like, if you listen back to it, because I didn't know what was happening in the moment. It didn't, again, it made no sense at the time. But shout out to X-Men. My gosh,
man, the best part about that happened. Now, this is how my mind gets twisted here. And we're going to hit some NFL in just a few moments. But, like, I actually, like, after it was done, like, man, that would have been a great TV bit right there. Like, me getting banged by AB live on the air.
Ready for this?
Oh, my goodness.
I showed a couple people behind the scenes today. And they go, wait, did that really happen? I was like, what? You think we planned a Donnie get stung by a bee bit? And he goes, yeah, but you said he's always lying. And I said,
wait a minute. Forget about the rest of the story.
What happened?
Now, what is this?
What
was the words uttered out of your mouth right there?
Yeah, he's always lying.
This is my
lying.
Reputation that you're supposed to see that? Now, see that? Now, when
that
I do
earned.
Stuff on the air,
that
you
earned.
Get angry. Now I got to ratchet it up.
No, it's the other way.
Oh, my goodness.
This is how you are a little sick in the head.
Oh,
my
God.
You've built up a reputation as a liar.
Oh, wow.
Find out, and then, I mean, again, you could call it a, if I said a prankster, would that have made you feel better? I mean, it means the same
thing.
Like,
yeah, no, it doesn't mean the same thing. Like, he's always pulling shenanigans. He's always busting chops. Like, I like that. But the fact that I'm being presented as, now, hold on, I'm going to tell you a story. Now, you know Donnie's always lying. Like, no, that sounds terrible.
I see what you're saying, but here's the thing. Sometimes you're playing pranks, right?
Yeah.
But when you tweet Ben, hey, Kevin and I think they need to abolish week zero. You're lying. You're telling a lie.
That's not.
There's no one in the world that knows that that's a prank other than you and me.
People know it's a work. People know it's a work.
No, they don't. Like, that's just a full-on lie. You know,
there should be a work button on Twitter, like, you know, the sarcasm.
A font?
You know what I mean? Exactly, like a font that says, that's a work, there's a shoot, and there's, like, a time for something else. Like, that would be good.
Yeah, you'd be exclusively typing in the work.
Well, that's what I like, because even around the house, you know, people don't sometimes know if I'm it's not lying or telling the truth, but sometimes, you know, hey, look at this, so-and-so, oh, is that really happening? No, that's not happening. They go, why did he even believe Donnie, though? Because, you know, he's always up to, like, stuff like that. That's good. That's what I want out in the streets, where when I talk, you have to sit back and say, you know what, I'm not too sure if I buy this one yet. That's what I like. That's the whole point in the shenanigans that I have.
Yeah, so take it as that more so than lying. Anyway,
finish that one.
People were just wondering, like, wait a minute, was he really stung by a bee, or was it a big prank? And the thing is, there was no world where you were just going to be like, man, you don't be funny, man.
Yeah, come on. It wouldn't. Yeah.
If I pretended to be stung by a bee with a minute left in the segment for just absolutely, I don't even think you could, like, the acting that would be required.
Yeah,
no, I mean, that would have been tremendous.
Really, yeah, it wouldn't really have been good. Fun. Like, because I out myself all the time on things that never should get outed, because I think it's important for the people to know. Like, I do like to tell stories, but at the same time, I'm not going to BS you all the way through. But I'm telling you, that thing nailed me. And the thing that caught me off guard was, like, I had my hand on the mouse, and it stung me. Like, it wasn't like, oh, here it comes. Oh, no, wave it away. No, it landed on my hand and stung me. That thing was so far out of left field that's probably why I made it, like, ooh, that felt good. Like, just holding up, like I didn't even know what to say at that point. Like, gosh, man, that hurt.
No, that was an intense, wild moment. Again, we'll hopefully get the clip from the people. I know there's a lot we want to get to.
Yes.
Do you want to sneak in the Survivor pick now? Or do you want to do that in that? Just because figure that we're
Yeah, let's
get
kick
rolling.
It. Perfect. It's a perfect start off point here. All right. So the best part about that is, you know, the games out there that are there. But I like, you don't want to put too much thought into it. Like, hey, think about it tonight and get back to me tomorrow. I love when we get put on the spot. It's like, make the decision in just a few moments. Now, for myself, you know where I'm already going. I told you that I love the Denver Broncos. Sitting there at a -9.5, -10. That's where I would go. But because there's a couple games that make some sense.
I think we're going to ultimately agree with each other here. They're home. They're out of division. They're 0-1. The Texans are supposed to be the worst team in the NFL for a lot of people. I think it's just the right spot, right? The world where the Bears beat the Packers, look, while it's, I think part of the reason it's the right play, right? You and I both agree Seattle should have not won that football game. Green Bay was not as good as Minnesota. And the Bears got the Niners. Monsoon and everything, I understand that, but they did get him, right? I think the Broncos are the right pick. You could argue Rams, though. I don't know what level of consideration you give them. So let me, do you consider the Packers or the Niners at all in this spot?
I don't, actually. If you're, because I want, you look at the game and you say to yourself, oh my God, I can't believe they won. Now, the Bears aren't a great football team, but there's a little, like, Green Bay scored 7 points last week. They're struggling. So it's like, oh my God, I can't believe, no, like, I can actually see Chicago hanging around. I want the game where in the fourth quarter, Kevin, I'm shocked that it's within a touchdown. Like, that's that's the try to, like, vibe you're trying to get out there. And I look at that as saying the Rams, like, oh, Atlanta's got a 26-10 lead like they had over the Saints. That would be shocking here. Same thing with the Denver Broncos. Hey, look at Houston on the road handling their business over Russ. Maybe there's bigger issues. So those two games, to me, it would, there's a lot of going against the other teams, right? You love the fact that Denver lost, where they're saying, hey, look, man, we outplayed them. We just made too many mistakes. Let's hone it in and just blow this team out. And the same thing with the Rams. There's no more embarrassing performance that you could have for a Super Bowl champion than give them extra time to prep and also make it a shorter week on Atlanta flying coast to coast.
I agree. I think for me, I can't consider, again, I want to stay outside of division, right, if possible, and yeah, this game provides us that. So the only other, I'm not doing Cincinnati on the road. I think that's danger zone. The only other big spreads are Cleveland and the Rams. You and I both think the Jets might be frisky in that game, right?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Yeah,
and also not even so much frisky. It's like, okay, can you see Cleveland winning? Well, sure you can. They're favored by 6.5 points. But you can, you want the blowout meter up there where it's like, hey, what's the score on that Denver Broncos game? 17-3 early second quarter. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Like, that's what I want. I want the no sweater. I don't want to be worried about, you know, late down. Now, the question comes in, what's going to be easier down the road? Because I think it's really a coin flip between the Rams and the Broncos, meaning their division games, if you want to choose them later, they're going to be tough. The Rams' division games, they're probably going outside of, like, Seattle, going to be tough. So who do you use first to sort of, like, get them out of the way?
It's a good point. There's going to be some irony in this statement as the Seahawks beat Denver week one. But basically, you put it to you like this. What are you more likely to pick, the Rams at home over Seattle or Denver at home to Vegas? Right? Because that's kind of versus the worst team in the division. And I think it's pretty clearly you'd more likely pick the Rams at home versus the Seahawks, which is why I think you would want to save the Rams more so in that spot. You know
exactly
what I mean?
Because even though it's early, you just want to get the notch on the board. But there is, if there's a similar game, you try to play it out and say, who would I like to save down the stretch for another game? So I hear you on that one.
I will say, if I think it was Redtail who asked us to do this, and we appreciate it. We want to do it. If you could call in, though, Redtail, let us know how many people your pool started with and how many dropped off after last week. Because you got to imagine, the only big-time home favorite last week was Cincinnati, lost. And then you have both Denver and the Niners going down as well. What portion of that pool do you think dropped out last week? Could you say half?
Yeah,
I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, first week always is going to snag a lot of people because they just go blind into some of the biggest ones of the week. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if more people than usual were knocked out this week one than in the past.
Hopefully that doesn't include our guy Redtail, and he went with the Baltimore Ravens. So, and also, what happens if you pick the Colts, do you know? I think you might be out.
No, I think you're out. Yeah, you have to win. I believe you have to win. Yeah, absolutely. Tough scene there, which I got burned on a tie last year in the betting markets, but it is what it is. A lot more NFL to come. We're going to start perusing that board next. Make sure you stay tuned. It's Moneyline Friday afternoon on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
By the way, we do got picks coming up next, and we did not. Ah, man, that felt good. Oh, come on, man. Just got stung by a bee. How did a bee even get in my house?
No.
Oh, man.
No, you didn't.
You got to be kidding me.
No,
I swear to God, I just got stung by a bee.
No,
oh, my gosh. I hope I'm not allergic, man. This isn't the I can't even believe what just happened in my basement here. We'll be back after this break. I hope I'm back after this break. My goodness. Moneyline. Man, that's good. Man, that is good. Like, for the people, who did he really get stung by it? You can't play that last 30 seconds right there. It's too hard to play it off on that and run that charade. But my goodness. What a way to end the show. Like, I'm gonna cut, and I was... that's a great drop. That is a great drop at the end. But I was kind of half serious. Like, I don't know if I'm going to be back after this break. I'll go upstairs. I'm like, you know what? I told my mother-in-law, get like the Benadryl ready, like just in case. Like, yeah. I start ballooning out on the air or something like that. My goodness. But things are never dull around here on Moneyline. And today, we have these callers flowing in. 844-843-6879. Let's get to another one. It's Carl here in New Jersey chiming in on a Football Friday. What's good, Carl?
You know, the buzz around town was that B-bit was cute.
I don't know. See that? Could have been. If people didn't know me, as I'm a known liar out here in the streets now, you never know, Carl.
That yellow jacket was jobbing for you.
That's a big pop.
That's a big pop.
That's a good
one. Man, that felt good. Oh.
Clip that one for the intro.
I love that. I love it, Carl. How are we feeling, man?
We are good. It's Friday. We are almost done with work, and we are about to start football weekend. We picked up another win last night on the first half under. That played nice.
Yeah, so you did. Good call. Good call.
Thursday night unders, man. I tell you, those games are always the grind, and I think for the most part over the course of the season, probably going to play to the under more than the over, but it's a long way to go. Can I give you my six-pack of plays? I've been grinding all weekend, all morning, trying to get these together for you guys. I will post them at Carl from Jersey on Twitter, but I'll give them to you now. Broncos, minus 10. I think Houston played a good game last week, but the Broncos come back after taking a hit to Seattle, and they trounced the Texans this week. I got Cards Raiders, over 51.5. Bucks Saints, under 44.5. Go Saints, by the way. They're going to win that division. Pats, minus 2.
It's a big game.
Bucks minus 2 after a tough loss last week. People are too high on the Steelers. They're still playing with a subpar quarterback. Pats are a well-coached team. I think they get the win in Pittsburgh this week. Seattle, plus 8.5. Too many points to be given tonight, you know, to give them Seattle. They're a grinder of a team. I think they keep that game close, but lose. And my last one, Dolphins-Ravens, under 44.5. Another grinder. I think that game is a tight, low-scoring game. Right. I'll throw a bonus out there, too. I got Kev's mustache minus 4 over Donnie's Yellow Jackets this weekend.
Oh, there it is. Yep. Coming up in the Movember here. That's a nice six-pack of games there. I don't have any qualms with any of them. It's not like, let me counter this one. I like where he's going here with those six.
Yeah, I think.
Grinding all weekend or all morning.
Love
it. I don't think you want me to play devil's advocate. I mean, you can play devil's advocate on anything.
Yeah, even like, we want to be nice to the caller. Like, I love those plays. Like, they're right up my alley.
You guys can be mean to me. You guys can be mean to me. Tell me I'm wrong. I don't care. Don't pull any punches.
Really? I'll be honest with you, Carl. The only spot I'm worried about is the Denver spot. While we just picked them for the survivor side of it,
They blow this team out of the way.
I agree with you, man. But they should have blown out Seattle, man. It's just Russell Wilson loves playing in the weirdest games of football you'll ever see all the time, right? Mm-hmm. How many times have we seen that from him? Like, I'm not telling you I'm running to the window on the Texans. It just wouldn't stun me. You know what I mean?
I agree with you totally. If I had to pick one of the six that I'd pull out, that'd probably be the game. 10 points is always a lot to give. But the Texans, I think everyone's kind of high on them. I think maybe this is a game they just go in and get beat 31-10, you know.
Mm-hmm. Elevation.
Carl, you look at any props this week? I know it's tough on a Friday, obviously, to give a six-pack, but are there any guys you think you're going to be targeting?
I haven't looked at them, I'll be honest with you. No, I can't give you any off the top of my head that I would say would be a big winner. Good.
What did you finish up with, Carl, by the way? Or you could send it to me on Twitter if you don't have them. But you played a couple season-long props too, right?
So my season-long plays, I have the Justin Fields under 3,350 passing yards.
Mm-hmm.
I have the Alan Lazard over 750, but he didn't play last week, which doesn't help. Houston over 4.5 wins. I agree.
Oh,
he'll get his, I think. Yeah, he's just got to stay healthy.
Right.
I have the Cleveland win total under 8.5. And
it's a good number.
The Texans over 4.5. And my last one is the Saints to win that division, which I'm still ringing the bell on. I think they're going to win that game this weekend.
It's a big game. It's a big game, Colin.
No
good
doubt.
Luck for you. Because I like to root on everyone's stuff. The Lazard one, I know it's tough. He missed the first game. Hopefully he's supposed to play Sunday. I think you're in a good spot. Mm-hmm. He's clearly the number one there. But good stuff, Carl.
There we go.
All right. Hey, guys. Enjoy the football. I'll catch up with you guys next week.
Awesome.
Let's
dude.
Do it.
Good
big weekend
Fantastic.
Ahead here. Let's keep it. Let's keep the mojo going here on the phone lines. 844-843-6879. It's Robbie in Kentucky. Talking a little Survivor Pool action here. Let's go.
Yeah, this is Robbie. I was just letting y'all know, I'm in one of those Survivor things online. We started with 19,389.
Woo!
And after week one, there's 6,990 left.
Oh, that's nice. Are you still in that? Are you still in that, Robbie?
Yeah, I took Baltimore, like y'all said, the first week. I'm taking Denver this week.
All right.
We love it. We love that. We love that. We're 13.
All right, love what y'all do. Later.
See ya.
Appreciate it, man.
I love that.
Special.
Like, how does that feel good, too, right? You're like, because you're talking that many people. There's some good money in there. And to whack that many people in week one, and you're still moving forward. Because how many times you see, like, ooh, I can't wait here. Well, all the big favorites won. We lost 100 guys. To whack that many, and you're still in it, that feels like a lottery win right there. That's nice.
I mean, that's more than 60. That's more than 60% of that field that dropped out.
Yes.
I mean, I can only imagine the pot on that Survivor pool, by the way.
Man.
Right? I mean,
like, is that one of those Survivor pools where you win it and then nobody can find the guy who's holding the money?
Yeah,
goodness.
I mean, like, because sometimes, like, those, like, even if it's $10,
it's more than that. Yeah. Let's just go a unit on that one. Woo!
Don, you start talking about we're talking.
Yeah.
19,000 people, right?
Yep.
Times 100 bucks is $1.9 million.
Oh.
Just telling you.
Cash. It all has to be paid up front. Hey,
I
won't find me again. I need one of those pools.
It wouldn't surprise, genuinely, though, because obviously, Robbie doesn't have to share this information. If he wants, he can even just do like a quick tell Christian kind of thing, and we can find out ourselves or whatever. But like, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a lower entry fee. How do you get that level of turnout at $100 a guy?
I don't know. It'd be fun. Because you know what I love about Survivor pools, too, is, I mean, they're Suicide Survivor. They're really hard to win, obviously. But if you can get through the first couple weeks, but it's one of those season-long things where you bet it, and you're like, man, I spend all week looking at this. And like, that's your bet for the weekend. I love that stuff, which is the same way why we do those, you know, preseason, let's pick five. Because even if you're not a bettor, that's what you're cheering on the entire season. Hey, look, I got these five guys. Let me watch them this Sunday. I love it. Survivor pools, to me, I've always said, if I can make it through the first week, I can last a little bit. And we did last week, which was nice.
Yeah, we absolutely
too.
Did.
How about that? Yeah, we did.
Did we both? Yeah, we did. Yeah, but it was the right spot.
It was
the right spot, and it worked out, obviously, in that regard there. And then also looked at the teaser spot. Was off to...
not bad.
All right.
So what's that? Yeah, what's that go? So let's do
I'll do it. You got it quick on the calculator? Go ahead for it.
About 19,
rough
000.
Idea.
Yeah, about a little over about 570. 570 G's.
That's interesting. Because
third, maybe. I don't know. Winner take all? Goodness.
Yeah, so it's winner take all unless everyone gets, which can happen, eliminated at the same
time. They usually put those roadblocks in at the end so they make it harder because theoretically, you have that many people. You might have 50 people unbeaten heading to week 16,
And what they'll do is I think they'll make you pick multiple
certain
teams.
Games. Exactly. Yep.
Or something
certain
like
games,
that,
1 point spreads, like they'll start limiting that once you get down to the end. Unless another 60% of what you have left gets knocked out here. So pretty good total that you have. We only have a couple minutes left in a quick segment here, but we might as well start getting after some of these wagers. Now, if you watched the little teaser video that I put out, I did bet 7 games already, or should I say 7 prop bets. Not like, you know, hey, this guy to go over 55 rushing yards, but long shots here. And I'll start with the lower end, and we'll build up to that 250-1. First one I went with here, K-Dub, how about this? Broncos, 49ers, and Cardinals all to score 3 touchdowns this weekend. plus 330. My worry is not the Broncos. It's not the 49ers. It's actually the Cardinals here. I feel like I'm betting this based on the Cardinals scoring three touchdowns on Sunday for a plus 330 price.
So, I'll be honest with you. I just got a chill sent down my spine as you said that.
Uh-oh.
The number of those that I bet last year, and we talked about this. There came a point last year where the weekly specials stopped being kind to us.
Yes, they did.
But Donnie, and it would be, like, that's a decent three-pack, right? But there would be weeks where it was like the Chargers, the Cowboys, and the Rams, and they're all just like 14-point favorites, and somehow Dallas only found the end zone twice. And you'd be like, now hold on and explain yourself. That is, I promise to not do this to every weekly special, but that is simply one of those where you go, how does it lose? I don't know. It just does kind of thing. I just can't get involved with it. I hope it wins. It makes sense. I told you I think the Cardinals went outright, but I've just been burned by that specific type of special too many times personally.
And I usually go a half unit on these, but since I couldn't go the full half unit, I basically made them all for 25. So let me just see what the exact, you know, just so that people can play along with the exact payout on what these are going to be. So each one here, where is that one even at here? Plus 330, it's $25 wager, total payout $107.50. The next one is a plus 380 price. Now, I like this, and I bet you can. You have the this. This is one you're going to hear quite frequently here. Any four players, they give you five. Any four have to score a touchdown. It's a plus 380. And if you did it just based on the four guys that you think are going to score, you get a much higher number on the payout, but you get the extra person added in. These are all really good, Kevin. Cooper Kupp, Javonte Williams, running back obviously here for the Denver Broncos, Darrell Henderson of the Rams, Ezekiel Elliott of the Cowboys, Hunter Renfro of the Raiders. One. So any four of those, there's five players, four of them have to score touchdowns at a plus 380 price. The price doesn't, again, if you just put Cooper Kupp, Javonte Williams, Darrell Henderson, and Ezekiel Elliott all in a parlay, it's a much higher payout. But they're giving you the extra player. I took that $25 to win, total payout of $120. These are hard to hit because obviously they're touchdowns. It's not like, hey, each guy to get 50 yards, you know, rushing or receiving. But I thought it was worthy. I think all of these guys are very good plays this weekend.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all. There's a couple of combinations. I'm just trying to figure out, because you know sometimes these can be tough to tell. I'm not seeing some of these ones that you're seeing. So I'm looking around. That's all I found. Oh, yeah, it's a good pairing. It's a good pairing of guys, definitely.
Yep, so a lot of fun here. We're going to continue all of these bets and much, much more. Quick segment before we hit the top of the hour. Let's go. It's Moneyline on a Friday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, short segment before we hit the top of the hour right here on Moneyline on the Sports Grid Network. Quick housekeeping here. Colts wide receiver Michael Pittman, questionable to play this weekend versus the Jags. Shaq Leonard already ruled out. So as we know, a very important day scanning those practice reports. And I do think, I know Godwin is probably going to be out, but it looks like Julio Jones and Mike Evans are going to play this weekend here for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But also, as we keep moving forward here, Kevin, and some of these prop bets that I have, next one on the list is a 6-1. And I see, I was trying to peruse for stuff that I think I can root on and have some fun with. Points scored in every quarter of the 1 p.m. game. Not each team, Kevin. Just points scored in every quarter. Interesting one. Like when you look at those, you know, bylines, most games.
You need a big payout, though.
It is. It's 6-1, but I got even bigger payouts coming. But I just figured it was one of those where 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games at 1 o'clock. Give me at least a field goal in each quarter of those games. Why not? It's rare to see a box score with zeros. It feels like to me, Kevin, you get through the first quarter, you got it.
I don't know, though. You got to think with some of these unders, a world where the quarter is scoreless is not crazy.
It's hard to do. It's hard. But obviously it's 6-1 for a reason.
I think I can get this. Hold on. Hold on. Let me just look at last week.
All how many yeah, games some of the boxes.
Featured yeah, a scoreless quarter?
Yeah.
Okay. Niners-Bears. It was the first quarter, by the way. All right.
In a monsoon. All right.
No doubt. Browns-Panthers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So just two games.
Look at
just
that.
Two games. Just yeah. two games.
All it takes is one to lose it. So, yeah. Yep.
And of course, right? It's two games too many. But
yeah.
So to your point, it's a hard thing to do, but certainly there are a couple of spots that we do think will be lower scoring this week.
Yes, we do think there's going to be lower scoring, but we are rocking and rolling here on Moneyline, setting up hour number two, football, football, and more football. Get involved with us, 844-843-6879. It's Donnie Wrightside, it's Kevin Walsh, SiriusXM Channel 159 right here on The Grid.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.